Hey everyone, I hope you're happy, healthy and safe wherever you are. I'm back with another episode of the Virtual Net Podcast where we talk about growth hacking, remote work tips and content marketing mostly. And today I'll talk about something which I get asked a lot, that is how to create a winning pitch on the freelancing sites. Now, typically on these sites, you are going up against more than a dozen of freelancers who are trying to secure the same project offer, right? So what should you do to make sure your proposal stand out from the rest? Although a lot has been written about this, but I just talk about one thing that has helped me with winning good projects on these sites, which is sending custom pitches to every single prospect. Now, I've seen freelancers creating templates and sending them as a proposal, and that is perfectly okay. I mean, even I have templates set for different niches, but the only difference is that I tweak them every time according to what the client is looking for. So just don't copy paste the same template to work for every job post. And here are a few things that I do, and you should also keep them in mind for your next proposal. Number one is, and it's the most important one, that is take the time to read the job post very carefully and to make sure you understand what the client is looking for, because it will help you draft your offering moving on in the later part of the proposal. Then secondly, it's always good to address the client with the first name when you're pitching. Now, sometimes their first name doesn't appear in the job post. So for that, what you can do is you can go to the feedback section and you will find their first name there. Now, why are we doing this? Because it shows that you're very much interested into their project and you paid attention to the description and their profile. So it just simply makes your pitch super personal. Now, the third thing is, always remember that the simplest way to prove to a prospective client that you can succeed is by showing them an example of something similar that you have already done. So point out a few of your past experiences in your portfolio that matches their project needs. What I do sometimes is that I attach a one-page draft of what I have in my mind about their project or the strategy that I will adopt if I get on board that project. For example, if a client needs help in social media content marketing, I add the type of content and resources that I'll use to help their social media presence. Similarly, if the job post is about blog writing, you can suggest some trending blog topics related to their niche. So what happens here is this creates confidence that the freelancer they're engaging with has the capability to help their brand grow. Moving on to the fourth thing, and this is also important, you do it in the at the end part of your pitch mostly, that is ask question or give suggestion about their project. Now the question bit is simple. If you're unclear about anything in the job post, just ask them that you need more clarity on that part of the post. For example, whenever I'm pitching for blog content management, I always ask if I'll be handling SEO and graphics as well, so that I know the scope of my work beforehand. Now, moving on to the suggestion part, let me give you an example. Let's say you are going to pitch to a lead generation job post. So maybe you can suggest that, hey, I think using Haro for your brand would help you get quality backlinks. And I can help you with that because I have prior experience in that. So that shows them that the freelancer knows what they're talking about and they can help them in their projects. So I hope all of it makes sense. And if there is something that you personally follow or practice to create winning pitches, I'd love to know that. And I never get tired of saying this, but keep hustling, but make sure that the hustle is mindful. And also make sure that you don't tire yourself in the process. So I'll see you in the next episode with hopefully an amazing guest, and I'm already excited about it. So take care of yourself, your loved ones. Do the best you can today. See you. Bye.